You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Salt Lake City is trying to fix one of the city's biggest transportation issues. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has details.
The east-west divide is real and has existed since the 1990s, according to John Larson, the city's transportation director. One of the recent improvements was the pedestrian bridge over the train tracks at 3rd North by West High School.
You know, particularly the students who no longer have to choose to be late to school or take risk trying to squeeze between cars of a stop train.
Larson says the 4th West Viaduct project under construction is also a small part of the overall plan. A committee is looking at a long list of potential projects and will seek public input on them when they get estimated timeframes and cost details. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is already working to build a new I-15 interchange in Farmington, and now they're planning to build a new one in Sunset and expand one in Ogden. KSL News Radio's Adam Small reports.
UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me they're planning to start building a new interchange on 1800 North in Sunset sometime next spring or summer with the goal of easing congestion around the 650 North and 5600 South exits. They also want to revamp the 24th Street interchange in Ogden. Today you can get off the freeway there if you're going north, and you can get on if you're going south. UDOT, though, wants to make it so you can do either in both directions.
The 24th Street project is still open for public comment until May 3rd. Downtown Salt Lake City is getting more housing, but not necessarily the affordable kind.
The South Temple Tower at 136 East South Temple is totally empty now. The company taking over Heinz Development has been working for a little over a year to gut the building. The goal is to use the existing building with some major changes to build over 200 apartments. This comes as many office spaces in the city are still vacant after the pandemic. But Utah's housing market is still red hot. All these apartments will be rentals, according to the company. They're also calling them luxury. They're hoping the building will be finished by fall of next year. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
The EPA has given the Utah Office of Energy Development over $62 million to go towards Solar for All program. Utah is one of 60 recipients of this grant. Solar for All provides solar power access for lower-income communities. In 2022, Utah was ranked 9th in the nation for solar generating capacity. KSL's top national stories. The Senate is poised to approve a $95 billion foreign aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It was passed by the House last week despite heavy Republican objections. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill will send several important messages.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
Part of the aid package would either force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners or face a ban in the U.S. Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices in the Senate trying to sink the $95 billion aid package. Lee says Republicans are giving up their earlier demand to stop any funding for Ukraine until a border security deal is struck. Lee is calling for 40 other senators to join him in voting no because it would take 60 senators voting yes to pass the package. The Justice Department has reached a multi-million dollar settlement with the women sexually abused by Larry Nassar, the former doctor for USA Gymnastics.
The Inspector General had found that the FBI had failed a couple years ago. Today, the settlement, $138.7 million to 139 victims, is meant to reflect the fact that the DOJ utterly failed these women.
That is ABC's Pierre Thomas reporting. Members of the Jewish community here in Utah say recent reports of anti-Semitism and anti-Israel protests did not change their Passover plans last night or today. Alex Shapiro is the executive director of the United Jewish Federation of Utah.
So yes, we're gathered last night in homes around the community to celebrate Passover. We did that carefully but normally.
Passover marks the end of the enslavement of Hebrews in Egypt. Jews remove yeast from their homes and only eat unleavened bread during the festival because they didn't have time to let their bread rise when they fled Egypt. Summer vacation planning is here and our wallets are hurting. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains.
One in three Americans are going into debt for their perfect summer vacation, and most of it will be put on credit cards. Millennials and Gen Z are the most likely and willing to go into debt, according to a survey from Bankrate. And of course, those making more than six figures a year are more likely to have a vacation planned. The Americans not planning a vacation say the biggest reason is that they just can't afford it and aren't planning to spend money they don't have.
Some of the vacationers are using credit cards that are actually, they're actually doing it on purpose to get some kind of rewards, and they plan to pay that card in full later. KSL News Time, 3:35. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have crews wrapping up this accident in Weber County. This is in Roy, 1900 West at Riverdale Road. It's to the right and partially blocking that right lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, Jeff tells us how nostalgia can help us with pain. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is next.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.